Welcome, welcome to the That's So Good podcast. This is Chef Nisi, and I'm sitting here with a special guest from the Marriott Properties, Mrs. Kendra Jerzewski.
Jerzewski.
I'm so sorry. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. Today we will be talking about food and hospitality. And I just want to introduce her as one of my former employers. I've worked for her back in 2004 through 2006. She gave me an opportunity to move forward throughout the hotel and become cross-trained in every department so I can be able to assist in any department at any given time. So thank you so much, Mrs. Kendra.
Absolutely.
No problem. So, Kendra, who are you? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a small town girl, grew up in Northern Illinois, and, love sports, love to travel. And I think that love of travel is what kind of got me interested in hospitality industry in college.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad that you did, because hospitality goes a long way. Everybody loves to feel good when they're, in an atmosphere where there's going to be food in the mix.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Fantastic. Shout out to Illinois.
Yes.
Kendra, I would like to talk about how we met briefly. I was one of your employers, and I floated around the hotel, and we just met throughout your great management skills. I always talk to you at the end of my shift. I always ask for extra hours, and you always squeezed me in and inserted me where you could because the schedule was already filled up for the week. But by you just, I guess, me growing on you and my character kind of speaks for itself, you gave me a chance. So thank you.
Yes.
For that. All these years later, I still remember you, your quotes, and how you made me feel working here at the Marriott, Mrs. Kendra.
Okay. Well, and, there's people who just want to work, and there's people that are superstars. And it's not my job to come to you. It's the people that want to go above and beyond come to me and ask what they can do, and that's what you did. So I usually coddle.
It's okay. No pun intended.
Yeah, coddle, the ones, and take a little more special care of the ones who want to.
Mm-hmm.
Go above and beyond.
Yes, ma'am. Taught me a lot. Trust me.
Yes.
Trust me. How long have you been working in hospitality?
So this earlier this month, it was 30 years.
30 years.
All with the same company, Marriott.
Oh, wow. 30 years with the Marriott. See what I'm saying? That's discipline. That's loyalty. You need your own Marriott spot.
Right. Right. But, Marriott being the biggest hotel industry in the world, you wouldn't believe how many associates have started just like me right out of college or just young, and never knew, 10, 20, 30 years down the road that they would still be with them. But that's what I tried to instill in new hires is, do you want a career? Because this company will give you that, but you have to work for it.
Exactly. And so, I did not know that Marriott was the, most popular hotel in the world.
It is the largest.
Oh, wow. So that was good information and new information for me as well.
Yes.
Did not know that. Why did you decide, Mrs. Kendra, to go into the hospitality business?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I love to travel. As a kid, I was very fortunate that we got to travel a lot of places. And, as I got into college, and this is another thing I tell new hires, you don't really know what you don't know. So as I got into college and discovered the major of hotel restaurant management, it's very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
It includes cruise ships, parks and recreation departments, restaurants, catering, conventions. So it's very broad.
Okay.
So I thought that sounds fun.
Oh, and it is.
I can do what I want to do. And then when you get into the business, then you have to take it upon yourself to go search out, go to different department heads and find out about what they do.
Okay.
So
that is very interesting. It's kind of like what I do now with catering. It's different levels to it.
Yes.
It's different seasons, different levels, and patience is a virtue.
Absolutely.
So I'm in awe of that as well. Thank you for sharing that as well. Before you decided to go into hospitality, what did you do before this?
Well, the only thing really I did was just various summer jobs. During college,
okay.
In high school, because, which were not hospitality.
Okay. Never is. We always do something different before
working in cornfields, working at restaurants, working at, you know.
But that all of those experiences, Mrs. Kendra, built you up to be an hospitality expertise.
Yes.
You know, so.
I was always very extroverted.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not one to be shy.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to be, like I tell new hires, I can teach you the technical things, but I can't teach you please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the customer service, right? You had to learn that from home.
I think I learned at one of our meetings here. I'm not sure if I'm quoting it right, but you're supposed to greet the guests with eye contact first. Like I forgot what it, I'm so sorry, but I remember something about.
Yes, 5 and 15.
You got to smile at them or say thank you like 5 times within their visit or something like that.
Yes.
So I don't know the specific phrase, but I know that eye contact, smiling.
Before they see you, before they smile, you need to create that contact with them before they do it with you.
Oh my God. Ooh, that's what I'm saying.
Greet the guests before they greet you.
Yes, that's exactly. And I love that because it takes you a long way. Character will take you so far.
Well, that's professionalism. And think about this. How many times do you go out to, I don't care if it's a gas station or grocery store, wherever, and the cashier's on the phone.
Oh yeah.
And then you walk up. A courteous cashier, whoever's going to put the phone down and make you their priority. But
mm-hmm.
the ones who don't, I mean, just, you know. So it's the same here. I would teach of course, the front desk can't be on the phones. It's all priority with guest facing. But if a customer walks in the door and would be on their phone and want to check in, they wait until that customer gets off the phone. Because
exactly.
We want your attention. And if we're not important enough for you to give us that attention, then we're going to wait because... It's just simple things like that.
Yes.
That create a hospitable feel, correct?
Exactly. The atmosphere is what makes you want to come back.
Correct.
The feeling you have makes you want to come back.
I'm special. Or I'm making you feel special.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're making it feel like a home away from home.
Correct.
Exactly.
So that's, yep.
And again, audience, thank you for listening and tuning in. This is where I get all of my manners from, you know, being personable with people. This is the root of it right here. She's the first individual that I had interviewed that I used to work for. Everybody else I've catered for and I've done stuff for them, but she's the one that helped me root with being professional, wearing a suit, having manners, things like that. And believe me, I remember, even though it was so many years ago, I still remember. Get back to some questions because she has a hotel to run. Again, thank you to Marriott Properties for allowing Mrs. Kendra to be a representation for your company. Mrs. Kendra, before, I think I've asked you that one already. Let's go to the next question. Food. We both know food and hospitality are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the importance of food? Food and hospitality, in your opinion, they go together.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things with food and beverage right now is it's very hard because to manage food and beverage now in this changing industry is hard enough pre-pandemic. But even now so, for example, for us, we have a on-site bistro that has breakfast and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the occupancy and travelers just aren't coming back, and that's not just us, that's at most properties.
Okay.
We are limited to what we offer. So we're not giving people necessarily what they would have had in the past, but a lot of it is staffing related.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is just because we just can't source the items that we need on the menus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's changed. But just in general, Marriott and food and beverage is evolving because you've got something as simple as the economy brands of Marriott, right? Fairfield Inn, Spring Hill Suites, they have the basic cost-effective
mm-hmm.
breakfast is included in the rate concept.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is good for families.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got middle of the road, like a Courtyard, which is business travelers, so they want to pay for purchase. We have restaurants where they pay for purchase. It's
mm-hmm.
not necessarily free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they like that we have different things, and every 3 months we change it up.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up to full-service properties who have the guest experience.
Mm.
So they're changing their menus over the years and their cocktails and everything because they want you to not only spend money to have high quality food, but they want that experience. you know, think of resorts, think of destination,
peace,
downtown places. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going there to have an experience.
So. Exactly. And with the courtyard, I think that, well, in my opinion, it's for business travelers. They need peace. They need a little quietness.
Correct.
And so it's not for you to be, you know, what's going on at the courtyard. No, it's for relaxing, getting some work done.
Correct.
And then having like a little nice drink or two, or a nice little unique, fun, refreshing
yes.
appetizer to accommodate your work.
Exactly.
But other than that, it's not meant to be, you know, rowdy. If you want to go
to downtown Marriott.
Yeah.
By Washington Avenue.
If you want to see some stuff and have some sightseeing, you can go to an area where there's a lot of traffic.
But correct.
Courtyard is more business. You get some work done at the courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, it's nice and peaceful right now. I would just love to sit here and do some more work right after the podcast, because it's that peaceful and the atmosphere is great.
See, that's perfect. That's what we want.
Yes, ma'am. So what's your go-to food when you begin your day?
Well, coffee first.
Oh, yeah.
Before anything gets done.
Oh, yeah. I love making a cup of coffee.
And then, you know, I try to do healthy options. I do yogurt, berries, protein, smoothies.
Mm-hmm. Yogurt and berries and protein mm-hmm. and smoothies.
So, and that's an example of an option we have in our bistro, because you can go cereal and pastries and all that stuff that's not as healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like kind of on the go, light and easy and fresh. You don't want to get
yes.
too full.
You don't want to get too full. You don't want the big pancakes and the stack and all that kind of stuff.
No
right?
buffet. You don't want all that.
And I found as our customers over the years have gotten to where they want healthy things. They
mm-hmm.
want oatmeal. They want yogurt. They want berries. They don't want heavy, starchy, carby. You know, keto diet is the right, you know, all
mm-hmm.
those things that follow. Plus, you have to pay attention to travelers who have gluten-free issues.
Oh, yes.
You know.
I've known about that now. I have
yeah.
a lot of customers now. They're specifically ask for gluten-free ingredients, so
gluten-free,
I understand.
Low-carb,
uh-huh.
whatever the case, right.
Yes, ma'am, so I understand the importance of that as
oh,
well.
Yes.
Again, a day at the courtyard is for business. Business travel, light snacks, and get a lot of work done.
Yes.
Okay, we have a few more questions, Mrs. Kendra. We're
okay.
going down the line here. Thank you again, and thank you, 5M listeners and audience, for tuning in today. Your hotel guest, Miss Kendra, give me an example or tell me about a time when you went above and beyond.
Well, when I was thinking about this question,
uh-huh.
Niecy, the thing is, people who have, I always call habit, you know, have that mindset for hospitality, don't really think about going above and beyond, because that's just their nature.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's who they are.
Right. So
uh-huh.
you don't think about it. So I had to think about it. But I do remember a time specifically when a gentleman was here, was one of our repeat customers. His rental car went down, and they couldn't come out to fix it for a while. And there was a concert or something going on where we couldn't get a cab forever.
Oh,
so I'm like,
wow.
Forget it. You're going to be late for your flight. So I just drove him to the airport.
Uh-oh.
Got him there on time. So
that sounds like Kendra.
Yeah.
That is nice behavior. And I know he was very excited.
He was. And if I didn't know him, if he wasn't a regular, I wouldn't have done it, because I'm not going to put myself in a bad situation. But I knew him, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Again, that's one of the, you know, characteristics and perks of working at the Marriott, or just being a part of the Marriott. They treat you like family, you
yes.
know. And just with that act right there that she just mentioned, you know, we care. Especially me, I care as well, but Marriott properties, they care. I mean, I've been at other properties other than the one I worked here with you. I've worked for the one in Earth City at the Residence Inn, and they are just extremely nice. Like, I've never, you know, encountered people that are just so nice and friendly. I don't know if it's the orientations or meetings that they've been in, but it has stuck with them to where it overflowed into the employees, so...
Well, Marriott's motto, you take care of the associates and they take care of the guests. So.
Exactly. And it's also good to make sure that your employees feel good, too, like you did for me.
Mm-hmm.
You see how I still remember it?
Yes, of course.
So, and it goes for if you say something bad to an employee, it's going to
stick with them forever.
It's going to stick
sure.
with them forever. So it's very important people watch what they say.
Yes.
A day in your shoes of work. Tell me about a little, maybe not too long, but just a brief description of a day in your shoes as being a Marriott worker.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, you can have your to-do list, but whether or not you complete your to-do list at the end of the day really depends, because each day is different. So when I come in, I walk around to each department. You assess what's going on in each department, make sure they're ready for the day, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure housekeeping's ready, they got what they need, make sure laundry's ready, make sure bistro, how are they doing, how are things doing. Front desk, of course, is where I like to spend my time. But then if I need to help in a bistro, help their tables, you know, when you're a small property like this, we're not office managers. Okay. Managers are to be seen and mm-hmm. heard.
That's right.
To be behind closed doors. So.
Exactly. Can't get much done sitting on
right.
your tootie.
So depending on what the project is for the day, but really it's just seeing what fires need to be put out, seeing what things need to be done and doing it, and then open door policy. So whatever I can help the staff with, what they need, what issues they have.
Perfect.
It's never ending.
Perfect. And then you do it all over again the next day.
Of course.
And that's what makes that loyal. That's what makes you loyal. When you have an agenda like that where you come in, you make sure everybody's together, all of the leads in each department is ready to go, it makes them feel good. Their day goes by and the hotel's running smoothly just like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
The importance of hospitality. What is it?
With the importance of hospitality?
Yeah, I can answer that as well because I have to use some hospitality skills when I'm engaging with people to learn about my catering service.
Yeah, so you just mean just in terms of customer service, just hospitality?
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Well, you know, we wouldn't be number one in customer service and just number one in the world if.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you know, here's a good example.
Yes,
so this hotel and a prior property that I worked for in Chesterfield were aging.
Okay.
The product is aging, you know, and so you have to train the staff that we can't control the fact that we're not going to have a renovation in a while. All we can control is how we treat customers and make them feel, right? And
mm-hmm.
have clean rooms and
mm-hmm.
clean product.
Mm-hmm.
So, example, when these two hotels right next to us 2 years ago were built,
yeah,
brand new.
I remember those
two. A lot of
our
regulars went over there. They wanted to try it because they're brand spanking new, right?
Right.
Well, they came back.
Goody,
why
goody,
did they came back?
Goody, goody, goody.
Because, yeah, they're all pretty pennies, but they staff was not, and I probably shouldn't say that, but I mean,
but that's
honest,
I understand.
The staff was not friendly. They didn't feel appreciated, so you know, you instill in staff that it doesn't matter the product. You do your best to keep the product clean, keep it up. But
mm-hmm.
if you do get complaints that this looks a little old, this looks a little dated, we need an update, that's okay. Because if people are meant to feel like they're appreciated and they're special and
they will come back.
They'll come back.
Oh, yes.
Because, again, the experience. It's
exactly.
all about the experience.
Exactly. And if you have a good experience
yeah.
with your return customers, they will always come back
yes.
because they want that feeling of being
yep.
spoiled.
So hospitality is number one.
Yes. And I do have a question that I did not insert on our questions list, but the COVID, the pandemic, how did that affect your business? Did that kind of keep you in the poops?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It was devastating to hotels nationwide. I mean, globally. You
yes,
know?
Because it was like the germs and the dirtiness. People were afraid to come.
Well, you had the lockdowns, and then after the lockdowns, Marriott instituted very specific, stringent cleaning procedures to make people feel comfortable,
mm-hmm.
right? You didn't even need to come to the desk if you didn't want to. Of course, mask ordinances, whatever we had to follow. Cleaning strategies in the guest rooms and so forth. But really, the issue was not that. The issue was travelers' businesses were not letting either people travel
That's right.
to corporate offices in
mm-hmm.
St. Louis, or people from St. Louis, you know, just weren't traveling, period. So
they just stuck in the house.
Just and it's still that. It's still like that to this day.
It is. It kind of became the new now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lives in fear, and that's why I tried to pivot and come up with the pop-up
yeah.
where I could pop up to their location or
right.
to their office. So they wouldn't feel uncomfortable
That's
going
great.
To a public place. So I'm
yeah.
really in awe of COVID and how it has helped me think bigger and wider and become
no,
more
and that's,
unique.
That's great. And unfortunately, the hotels can't do that. We can't change the way we manage customers. It's customers just have to adapt and feel comfortable. But the business world has changed. You
mm-hmm.
know, people can work from their homes
yeah.
sometimes, and they don't have to travel. Like worldwide technology, I don't know when they're going to allow people back. Permanently, you
mm-hmm.
know.
But that makes people lazy when they work from home. I will say that. I love working from home when it's raining or if it's snowing out. Yeah. But if it's nice out, you got to go out there and get that nature so you can get that sun and that energy so you can move forward.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, again.
It was hard. It was really hard for the hotels. And, you know, professionally, it was hard for us because managers, we had to cut our hours. So not only did we have to lay off hourlies, but our hours were cut too. So.
Ooh, wee, that's why entrepreneurship is big now.
It is.
People love to run their own business. They want to have their own, they have their own schedule and their own agenda. So that is great. So shout out to entrepreneurship and keep up the good work. Anybody that has decided to go out on the limb and open up their own business.
Right, exactly.
Yes, ma'am. So got two more questions here and I'll let you go on your way.
Yes.
How many Marriott hotels are there worldwide? And if you don't know, that's okay.
Oh, no. I know.
Uh-oh. I
so
know
there's
she knows.
7,400 worldwide.
Okay. 7,400.
And counting. Because our biggest market is growth areas, Asia.
Okay.
So China, Asia area.
7,400 Marriott properties. Now, that's good.
Over a million rooms. Yeah.
A million. If I could just feed.
Right.
If I could just have a kitchen in one of the Marriott, that's so good at the Marriott.
There's 21 plus properties just here in St. Louis. And there's a new one. There's a new aloft being built downtown.
I think the grand opening is coming up soon. I think that. So that's awesome. I might need to stay in one of the Marriott properties for my upcoming birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yes, ma'am. And
go to them if they have a grand opening. Go see if they want some outside parking lot catering.
I know. Yeah, think about that. I go
a pop up. I mean, what do you think?
Look, don't get me to talk, and I'll stop this interview now and call them. And be like, hey,
you need to just buy yourself a food truck, and you'll be good.
I've been thinking about that. I want a residency, but right now, since people are so scared to be out and about, I want to just go to where they are.
Do a mobile.
Yes, ma'am.
Pop up. There you go.
Yes, ma'am. All right. The last question of the day. Is it hard to manage food and beverage services while redefining food and beverage in hospitality industries?
Well, I think that's kind of what I touched on a little bit earlier. Just that it is hard because we're trying to manage what we can with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But even pre-COVID, you know, you've got people who book a hotel strictly because they need it to be cost effective, right? For the family of 4, 5, 6 kids, you know, they need to be cost effective. They want stuff free.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's customers who want variety, who really don't, who can expense it or really don't care how much it is. And then there's customers who, on the high end at full service, who want that experience,
mm-hmm.
will pay for a high end meal.
Oh, yeah, you pay for quality.
Exactly.
Not quantity.
And that doesn't mean the quality here isn't good. Mm-hmm. It's just different. It's a different dynamic. It's a different.
It's
clientele.
A whole, it's a different vibe. Different, right. It's a different vibe. It's like a different type of wine or a different type of food.
Yeah. I mean, Marriott always wants quality. And so the quality comes into play where whether you come to this Marriott courtyard or whether you go to Creve-Coeur down the road, everything should be the same. So quality is very important.
Uniformed.
Everything
needs to
is
be
consistent.
Identical.
Yep. Yes. Yes, everything's consistent.
That word right there has followed me for a long time. The word consistent. Yep. Being consistent gets you results.
Correct.
Consistency equals results.
Yes.
And with that being said, I want to say thank you, Mrs. Kendra. Even though we didn't get to speak on what food you like, you said coffee.
Yes.
And I know, but it's
and
okay.
Healthy stuff. Yes.
And healthy stuff. But other than that, I just want to say thank you so much for being the person that you are.
Yes.
You are wearing my favorite color today, turquoise. So that's how I know that you're a great, great person. Turquoise has a wonderful meaning spiritually. So anybody have time, look that up.
Yes.
And just thank you for all that you do for the community as well. You have participated in assisting me with some of my giveaways, with my staycations. I've worked with some of the Hilton properties as well, but the Marriott properties has been the only one that has continued to do it. They're consistent with assisting me with the giveaway. So
good.
Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Podbean listeners. Thank you, audience. I appreciate you. I love you and have a wonderful day and be safe for your Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, Ms. Kendra.
You're welcome. That was nice.
Thank you so much.